A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life. The master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here regarding the subject of peace, that Jesus is our peace. He's the only way, the only one that can bring peace to the individual, to the family, to a community, to a state, to a nation. He's the only one that can do so. And he is the one that you and I need. We've taken a look at different aspects in the scripture regarding Jesus being our peace, and that the announcement was made that he would come. Zechariah prophesied that he would guide our way into the way, our feet into the way of peace, and he does. It was prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures, and Jesus has the power to bring peace indeed. As he stilled the waters on the Sea of Galilee, he can still the troubled soul regarding their sin and regarding things that we face in life. He is our peace. To bring peace is an attribute of the God's kingdom and work. It is. He will bring peace. He's not violent. He deals with the violent violently. He will do so, but it's always to bring peace. Unlike the wicked, we've seen in our day, look to occupy, look to dominate people by violence, and then continue to support and run with violence. It's not so with the Lord. Peace in heaven was a proclamation made regarding the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus desired, when he came as a man, he desired to bring peace to Jerusalem and that. But they it was hid from their eyes. The purpose in his coming is to bring peace, but our rejection of his peace and his way brings a division and a sword. Is it not? Is it because he brings peace? No, it's because of our rejection of his way. People want to find and pursue their own way and their own peace. Until they hear from the Lord and his word, it's just a terrible and sad thing that men, women, boys, and girls have, thinking that they have got the answer when they do not. It is just a sad, sad thing. The testimony of the scripture we saw in Romans 3 and a culmination of passages in the Old Testament that tell us that the way of peace we naturally do not know. We just don't know it. We've got no capacity for it. But the preaching of peace by Jesus Christ, as is evidenced with Peter preaching to Cornelius' house, that preaching of peace by Jesus Christ is the salvation message and the message by which sinners are saved. The gospel of peace. Praise God, he has done so for us. And it is so that we, that it is by Jesus that we, is affirmed in the scriptures that we do have peace. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And the joy, and there's joy and peace in believing and resting and trusting in him. And we know that Jesus protects us and gives us peace, even in adversity. And he is able to overcome the wicked and the wicked one. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He is our peace. He's broken down partitions between us and the Jews. He's broken down the partition of the law given to the Jews that stands against us. He's broken down the partitions of ethnicity that all of every tribe, every nation, every kindred, every tongue can be brought nigh by his blood, the blood of his cross, and salvation and peace is preached unto us. As it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 20, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. He is our peace. And our prayer and desire is for you to have peace. Last time we took a look about what the sinful and unrepentant need to do. They need to desire conditions of peace. Not your own way, but the Lord's way. Through Jesus Christ and the peace that he alone brings. What we want to take a look at in this time, in this broadcast, is that the children of God are peacemakers. We are called to be peacemakers, representative of our King, our Lord and Savior, representative and carrying his message of peace. As the Lord Jesus preached in Matthew 5 on the Sermon on the Mount, verse number 9, blessed are the peacemakers. If you're a child of God and you're saved, do you want those who are not saved to have peace? Do you want a peace to exist in your own life and about you in your life and in your family? Do you seek to bring that by what the Lord has said and the Lord's principle and way that he's given unto us to live? Blessed are the peacemakers. Do you want that one that is estranged from God and their sins and their depravity and their great need of the Savior to have peace with God, to be a good witness of the gospel in Christ Jesus and to them? The Lord Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We know by virtue of salvation that one is made the child of God. And so the Lord, if we think about this in reverse, we're saved and peace is made for us by Jesus Christ and we are made the children of God. We're to be peacemakers. We're to be represent the Prince of Peace, our Savior, and our elder brother. Oh, what a blessed thing it is to be saved and to be rescued by our Lord. And in James chapter 3, verse number 18, Brother James, he tells us a lot of things about ourselves, even though, even after being saved, and how we can yield to the flesh, and how it is that sin works in us, still works in us. We're drawn of our own, away of our own lust and enticed, and then we from the thought and the factory of sin, if we yield to those things, the deception and temptation in the world and even of Satan that is manifested in the world through and comes into us through the eye gate and the ear gate, and then the old man that lives within us is just depraved and seeking a wicked way, we need to mortify him and feed the spirit that is within and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. James tells us in chapter 3, verse number 18 of his epistle, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So the peacemakers shall be called the children of God because Jesus and God is peace. As he is love, he is peace and brings peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And so a sowing in peace of the truth, a sowing in peace of the fruit of righteousness, to desire peace and to sow that good word of peace and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and the necessity that men, women, boys, and girls have of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the Lord's good, right, wonderful way. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. The fruit of righteousness cannot be sown in anger. The fruit of righteousness cannot be sown in vehemence. May the Lord help us as his children to learn that and forgive us where we failed in that. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Again, we're called to be peacemakers as the Lord's children, and are you? We need to understand this point, that any peace that the world offers is going to be a false peace. We have turmoil in our land and in the world today, and we know from what the Scripture has said that that will become worse in the end. And we always wonder, like generations before us, when there is uprising and turmoil in the world, if this is going to be it. No doubt those in World War II wondered about that. Those in World War I wondered about that. Other wars in the world at different times. So when Titus came to Jerusalem and burned it all down, did they wonder if that was going to be it? It's been that way with mankind. But one day it will be what the Lord has promised, and He will bring this age to an end. But understand that the world's peace is a false peace. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And here the Lord is speaking about the wicked, the unbelieving and unrepentant, the leadership of the world promoting a false peace, a false safety. And the Lord says, in the end, it'll come like travail upon a woman that is great with child, and it comes to that point in that time where her body goes in to do the work to deliver the child, and there's no turning that around. Any woman that has delivered a child naturally knows that once that process starts, it cannot be stopped in the general sense. And he says here in regards to the judgment of the Lord, and they shall not escape. Remember, we mentioned earlier, if you heard the other broadcast, about what it says in Revelation 6, about the time where the four horsemen and conditions upon the earth represented by these four horsemen will come about. In Revelation 6, verse 4, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. What little bit of peace would remain, it will be removed. And that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. And so the conqueror will come first, and then peace will be taken away, and there will be no peace. So you need to be ready for the end. You need to be ready for the judgment of the Lord. And the only way you can have peace and looking forward to the truth of those things coming about is through the Lord Jesus Christ. As we started off this series of messages, our theme and text verse was, as Brother Zacharias declared in Luke 1:79, that Jesus came to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace, and He can guide you. As it says in Ephesians 2:14, for He is our peace. And Isaiah 26, verse number 3, listen to what the Lord says, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Trust, faith, repentance toward our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way for you to have peace. He's the only way for our families to have peace. He's the only way for our communities to have peace. He's the only way for our state to have peace. He's the only way for our nation to have peace. He's the only way for our world to have peace. The Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe and trust in Him and His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.